This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruzuelas, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO.
Hello, America. Robert Rees and Joe Bruzuelas on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. And our guest today is Drew French. How are you, Drew?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And Drew is going to talk about pizza, and he has reinvented. There are 60,000 pizza organizations in the United States, and he does something that no one else does. But before we do that, Joe, could you give a definition of what the middle market is?
Sure. There are 200,000 firms out there that have revenues between $10 million and $2 billion. That accounts for 40% of the U.S. GDP, and they employ one-third of the entire labor market.
So you're driving a lot of the success of the market here, Drew. So talk about what you did. It's 2008. You're with your wife, Natalie, and you created something and went into the most competitive industries, because I don't know what's more competitive than pizza, every corner. Talk about the start of it.
Sure. Well, you got to actually go back to 2006 when we were on our honeymoon in an island off the coast of Naples, Ischia, Italy. And that's where the light bulb went off for us. We had this idea for pizza that you could build individual sized pizzas and cook them in a really awesome brick oven at very high temperatures and get exactly what you wanted. So we decided to come back, and in 2008 we launched our first location and called it Your Pie.
And you were sort of doing a little bit what Howard Schultz did in Italy with coffee, creating a new type of gathering spot.
Yeah, I think that the parallels with us and Starbucks for today maybe stop there, but yeah, exactly. He was in Italy as well and saw something different that he thought would work over in the United States, and that was kind of, we didn't see the exact style that we do because it's build your own pizza down the line, but we saw those brick ovens cooking this incredible pizza really fast, and we thought, hey, I think America would like this.
So traditionally, retail food and beverage is always very labor intensive. Mm-hmm. With an employment rate at 3.7%, I think we have about 1.2 million more jobs available than there are people willing and able to fill them. How are you addressing what is undeniably a very tight labor market?
Sure, and you're right. In 2008, we had different challenges with the economy not in such great shape. Today, our challenges are labor, the labor market. Us and our franchisees are taking a proactive stance in it. We're launching a new platform that's allowing us to what we call hunt better team caliber instead of waiting on. We used to just wait on them to come to us and ask for a job. Now we're actually proactively going out on the different job sites and being a lot more proactive.
So explain that. Where are you going? Who are you looking for? What's the criteria for hiring?
Sure. At Your Pie, with our growth, we want to either be the best first job or the best career that you can have. So whether you're literally in high school trying to get your first job and learn what that means, we want to be that best first job. So we're competing against other people in the space to attract the right culture fit for us, the right team member. But then that can equate all the way up to a career for you. So we're really trying to be a little bit of everything for everybody, but that's our goal at Your Pie is those two things.
So when you're talking about the people that you're bringing in,
sure,
you've said it's this great culture you have, but you never realized that it sort of happened. It was an extension of what you and Natalie were doing. What do you actually look for? What are the characteristics, and are there questions you ask when you interview them that help you identify who are the right people and who are the wrong people?
Sure. We always like to say we're not looking for a pizza maker. We're looking for somebody that's passionate, that has great energy. We know with our training program we can teach anybody how to make a pizza, a great pizza, but it's really hard to teach energy, teach passion, and teach winners. We're looking for people that want to be successful.
How do you get energy or passion in an interview? Is there a question you ask? You're looking them in the eyes. Is there a certain background they have? Is it something empirical? What is it?
We ask leading questions like what they like to do outside of either school or work, what clubs they're associated with, what organizations they might be a part of. We ask very little about have you ever worked in a restaurant or things like that. It's more about what drives you. Do you like serving people? Do you like serving each other? That kind of thing.
All right, let's talk pizza.
Okay.
So where do you get your ingredients? Do you source locally? Is there some supply chain that you look at and you think, you know, this fits for our business model?
Sure. We have a partner that distributes to all of our locations throughout the United States. For about 90% of our products, we do source locally for fresh vegetables and other things, and we have great beer and wine. So each local YourPie has their own beer and wine program where they're mostly going with local craft breweries on the beer side, and then on the wine side, we like to use small craft Italian wines a lot.
What's your test kitchen look like? What's going to be the next new offering that YourPie is going to put forward?
I don't know if I'm spoiling anything here, but we do what's called the craft series, and that helps us have fun in the kitchen, so to speak, do a lot of unique, exciting things. For right now, we have a pizza that actually has Zapp's voodoo potato chips. It's called the Voodoo Lady, and it has potato chips on it, which is kind of strange, but it's very delicious, Cajun influence. In January, we're using an ingredient. There's this new trend. It's called Impossible Meat. It's a vegan, veggie-based protein, and with January and the trends in health, we're doing that pizza. It's called the Slider Pie, but it's going to be a completely vegan pizza. So that'll be exciting, and we really just like to have fun. We like to push the envelope. We don't want to always do the standard thing in pizza. We want to be innovators in the space.
All right. So what's your strategy? Are you colleges? Is it middle income? Is it the storefront? Different sort of mall? Give us a little insight into how you expand and why and where you're expanding.
Sure. We started in Athens, Georgia, which was a small market college town. Go Dogs. But we've expanded. We have urban markets, Atlanta, Houston, others. But we also have suburban and more rural markets. Excuse me. What we find is we don't have a perfect one location. We find that people love pizza in all areas of the country. And we really are looking for the right fit from a people standpoint with our franchisees. We like to follow the people, not necessarily a certain demographic.
So let's talk more about, as Joe said, let's talk pizza.
Yeah.
So what you do, if I understand, your model is people come in, and in about 10 minutes, they order their customized pizza and a craft beer or craft wine, right?
Exactly.
So it's fast food, but it's super high-end and super enjoyable. So you get families, you get young couples, and so when you talk pizza, since you're using all these unique flavors, is the base always the same? Are you always using the same sauce, the same cheese, then you just change everything over it? Or are you messing with the crust, messing with the sauce, messing with the cheese?
Messing with it is the fun term to use, I guess. We do offer a lot of choice. We don't.
Oh,
we use choice. We have
choice sounds better than messing.
White wheat and gluten-free crust. We also are...
Wait, let's stop there.
Yes.
How do you make gluten-free taste good? Because that's been a big problem for everyone. What's the secret of that?
We make the white and the wheat dough in-house, but we actually outsource the gluten-free crust. But we found a great partner that does a great gluten-free crust, and our customers that get gluten-free consistently tell us it's the best gluten-free they've ever had.
Okay, so you're talking about your different pizzas
and
about the sauce and about the cheese and what your base is to build out.
Sure. So it's called YourPie, so we want everybody to get exactly what they want. We're actually testing out cauliflower crust in some markets. That's performing well, so we might...
Cauliflower crust.
Yes. Let's say Oprah got into that. It's a very hot trend right now.
Did Oprah talk about it?
She has her own cauliflower crust.
Yeah. Wow.
If she gets into it, it's a hot topic. So we also have 8 sauces. We have our marinara, barbecue sauce, basil pesto, chipotle pesto, and others. And then we have about 40 fresh ingredients to choose from. So the sky's the limit, really.
All right, so tell us about your customer base. How are you learning about your customer? Are you applying advanced data analytics? How are you organizing your data or your information?
Sure. Early on, it was all about serving the customer and learning from that standpoint. What we found is that we cater to a wide variety, but as we mature and grow as a brand, we are using more data. We're in the process of launching a new point-of-sale system across the board that'll help us compile our data a little bit cleaner, a little bit better. But for the most part, we cater heavily to families. You think about your family, if four comes in, everybody gets exactly what they want. In a lot of pizza scenarios, you got to argue over pepperoni, argue over no mushrooms or mushrooms. So we make it very easy. You come in and you get exactly what you want.
One of the complaints middle market firms often make is, we really don't know how to collect this data. We don't know how to use this. Give us a sense of how you did it, and then tell us something that you learned about your customer that maybe you didn't know before you started collecting it.
Sure. Everyone thinks you're a pizza place with craft beer and wine. You're going to be very male-heavy driven. What we found is that we actually skew more female.
Oh, interesting.
Our top category is a 35-year-old female. So that was surprising to us. It actually didn't force us, but we strategically changed our marketing strategy because of that. We went brighter. We did some different things from a photography and videography and the look and feel of the store.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Drew French.
Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Joe Bruzuelas on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show, and we're talking with Drew French, the founder, co-founder with your wife of YourPie, which now has, since you started in 2008, 60 different locations, correct? And what is the website, if anyone wants to just read about it?
It's www.yourpie.com.
We could have guessed that one. Okay, so you were talking more about the demographics, and you said it actually skews more towards the female. Let's talk about the whole customer experience. What do you do from when people hear about you online to when they come into the store to what they do? What is the whole process there?
Sure.
And is it different in every location, or are there some similarities?
There are slight variances in each location. We do want to be the local YourPie, so when we go into different markets, we like to take a little bit of that flavor with us. But really, when you walk in, it's about energy. I mentioned our team. We want them to have a lot of energy, a lot of passion for what they're doing. So when you walk in, the music's going to be slightly elevated. There should be good energy in the restaurant. The people walking in should be able to smell this delicious food. We bake everything fresh to order. And then you walk in, and you'll see a great-looking line with bright, vibrant vegetables and sauces. And we actually hand-toss our dough, so that's a big differentiator for us. You walk into a restaurant, you see this fresh dough being tossed in the air, and you see the open flame of the oven as the peaches are turning in there, cooking in about 2 to 3 minutes. And then you get, like you said, you get to top it all off with a great craft beer or a gelato and some wine.
So explain how a middle market firm moves towards a more technological orientation. You know, you're in the food business, you make pizza. But yet it's much more than that, right?
It is. You know, part of how the world is evolving with the third-party delivery services, everything moving to your phone, everybody wanting to order from their phones, that's forced us to try and make that an easier experience for our customers and for our team. So when we opened in 2008, social media wasn't really even that prevalent. Now, as we build stores, we're making, it's not just technology with iPads and things like that, it's also how we lay out the store. We're putting second lines in stores so we can cater to those third-party deliveries, those online orderings. We're just trying to make things easier for our guests and for our team.
What's your app look like? How long did it take you to develop it?
We were very early adopters with app. We've had an app for about 6-7 years now, I believe. But we're always trying to improve and evolve it. So one of the things we're doing now, a big project we're taking on with converting point-of-sale systems, is also making sure the app integrates with our point-of-sale. Right now it's a separate kind of clunky thing for our team, so we're trying to integrate all that.
Is it helping on the margin with the labor problem? Are you getting a little bit of substitution of technology for labor, and that's making things a little bit easier to run?
Yeah, right now on average stores have about 15% of sales come from what we call outside the four walls, whether it's takeout, third-party delivery, or online ordering. We expect that to grow to more like 40% in our business over the next few years, just with what the trends are. So it has been disruptive, but as you mentioned, if you can maximize your labor that's there, that's beneficial for our owners.
Now, being everything's customized to the user, do you use predictive analytics? Do you start understanding and predicting what customers may want, what flavors are going to be hot in different areas, and do you go down to individual one-on-one marketing at all?
We do a little bit with our loyalty app. We are starting to be able to target specific day parts, things like that, through our app. But really, with our food model, everybody can build their own, and it's a one-price model. So we don't key individual ingredients in, but we can tell based on our purchases what's trending and what's not within our menu. And like I said, we have that craft series. We're always trying to evolve our menu make sure we're staying current with relevant ingredients.
Now, you won this award, I believe it was for peach and pistachio. Is that the correct?
Peach and prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Peach and pistachio is a good idea there.
But, oh, so right now you heard it, right? You're going to come up with that. That's a hard one to get, the consistency.
Yeah.
So how far will you go in terms of flavors and innovation? And when do you say, okay, we're not going to capitulate, that doesn't make sense anymore, it's no longer a pizza? Is it just about flavor?
It's about flavor profile. The thing is when we launched our first craft series, it was a shrimp and arugula pizza. Didn't sell very well. I think our customer base wasn't ready for that aggressive of a pizza. Over time, as they started to trust that we're coming out with these great flavor profiles, our craft series has continued to improve, and our customers are willing to try these, you know, the voodoo pie with Zapp's potato chips. I think 5 years ago they might not have tried that, but now they trust our judgment, so to speak. So we try and push the envelope on our craft series for our customer base, but at the same time, it's got to taste great.
So one of the things that's really impressive when you're working with middle market firms is they definitely have an idea where they're going to be going 5 or 10 years out. Where's your pie 10 years from now?
10 years from now. Well, I mean, we still want to remain leaders in this space. We're always trying to push the envelope for fast casual. Fast casual, the category that we're in, is still, especially pizza, is still in its infancy. So I don't think anybody's completely figured out the model, so to speak. So we're trying to always improve the model and push the envelope so that others can look at what EuroPie is doing and follow us, quite frankly. But, you know, we're growing nationally. At some point, we will be a globally admired brand. Right now, we're just growing nationally, and we're happy with that. But I would say in 10 years, we're going to continue to push things forward.
So where are you going to go globally? What continent, what culture are you looking at?
China is a huge pizza market. I know that the big players are growing really well and aggressively in China, Japan as well.
Yeah.
So we look at what other pizza places are doing globally, and we'll probably follow those trends.
Hey, two quick questions. First, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs who want to go into a market that's highly saturated already, as you did in pizza?
Sure.
And then I'm going to ask you, what's the key with pairing? You know, people talk about pairing wine. You're pairing craft beer with pizza, so what's the key to that?
Okay.
Two questions.
Yeah, so if you're going to go into a highly competitive market with dense competition, you got to be different. So when we thought about doing pizza, we knew we had to be completely different. We couldn't just be another pizza place. So everything we did was we looked at what everybody else was doing and tried to do it differently. And so others are doing what we're doing now in a similar style, so we have to continue to push the envelope. But that'd be my suggestion to any entrepreneur, is don't be a Me Too brand. Try and really be different and really set yourself apart, and that'll come out. And then your second question.
My second question was about pairing the craft beers with the craft pizzas.
Exactly.
Because you're in a unique position, more than anyone I know in America, frankly, to answer that one.
Sure.
1 minute left.
Okay, so spicy pies will go pair well with an IPA. The hops kind of offset the heat and tan that down a little bit. A pilsner, a classic pilsner or lager, is great with pizza as well. That's you think of Peroni and others. Although that's not craft beer, it's been around for a long time and pairs really well. We do like to have fun and decide what pairs well with those pizzas.
What pairs well with the Guinness, for example? That's a different type beer.
Guinness, that'd be a good spicy pie as well. Mm-hmm. I know you like your Guinness.
I've had your pies. By the way, anyone who hasn't, these are unbelievable. It's so flavorful, and everything is really different than you expect. You mix things you would not expect to be together. Yeah. What do you think the strangest mix you've ever had was?
I was messing around in the test kitchen the other day and used blueberries on one that was really good. Anything salty sweet is a great combination and not really thought of in pizza.
And there you have it, the king of custom pizza, Drew French. Great having you on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show.
Thank you.
Anytime, anywhere. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Blaine Hurst. How are you, Blaine?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. Blaine is the CEO of Panera Bread. Now, everyone knows Panera Bread, but to you as CEO, what is Panera Bread?
Panera Bread, to me, there are really two core aspects. First is who we are in the restaurant industry. Food as it should be is our tagline, and that's what we stand for every day, and we continue to pursue that with diligence. I think that's number one. Number two for me, it's a place where our associates and our team members can excel. I cannot tell you how excited I am every day when I walk into a cafe and I meet our associates in that cafe and they tell me the stories of their relationships with their customers. I think that makes it a very special place that you just don't see normally in most big restaurant companies.
Okay, we'll talk about the culture next, but let's start off when you talk about food as it should be. You were the first organization to have the what's not good.
Well,
prompted that?
Well, I think it's been a continuous journey. So we started many years ago, mid-2000s, labeling the amount of calories in each one of our menu items. So we did that. We eliminated trans fats back in the mid-2000s. So well in advance of what you see today, we began that journey. We also introduced No Antibiotics Ever Chicken. As part of our, we sell a lot of chicken on our salads and our sandwiches, and we introduced No Antibiotics Ever in 2007. So we've been on this continuous journey of making food better, and we describe it as being good food that's also good for you. In 2014, we announced what we called our no-no list, and we announced clean. The description of clean, no artificial flavors, preservatives, colors, or sweeteners. And I'll be honest with you, when we stepped out on that limb, I think we were all like, oh, gosh, I hope we can pull it off.
Right,
that's
right.
Not an easy thing to do. And we did that in our food first. We haven't done it in it. We still sell soda, so it still has artificial sweeteners in it. But we stepped out on that journey, and it was, I don't know if we can pull this off. It was 2 years, very aggressive. We had to reformulate a number of different of our menu items and our ingredients. But by the end of 2016, which was our commitment, we actually achieved that mission, and we have been clean ever since.
Well, congratulations. And a lot of that is through the whole culture. So you have about 65,000 associates you work with. How do you engage a culture? Are there any secrets that this is the Panera way that you're using that really work for you?
I think there are several. And, you know, there's 65,000 company employees and another 70,000 franchise employees. So the brand in a whole has just under 130,000 associates. It's a big organization when you think about it at the scale that we're at. We do several things. Some things we do very well. Some things we're trying to get better at. You know, it's like anything. Nothing is ever good enough. But it starts with this core fundamental rallying cry, which is food as it should be. We believe that we must continue to push forward to change the way that American consumers eat. So that's number one. Number two, we have our four cultural values that are critical to how we how we move this team forward. In fact, my favorite of all is no jerks. And you say, that's a pretty...
No jerks.
If you're a jerk, you're not supposed to be here. Now, that doesn't mean we don't occasionally have jerky moments. That's how I describe my jerky moments every once in a while. But
do you admit it if you do something and say, oh boy, I was being a jerk?
Absolutely. I think that is...
So it's like authenticity, isn't it?
It's authenticity. If you... I don't believe any of us as humans are perfect. Maybe you are, but I'm sure as heck not.
Really?
Okay. And so I think the most important thing is if you make a mistake, if you screw something up, if you're a jerk, the best thing to do is say, I'm a jerk.
Well, give me an example of one of these that happened. Give me a jerk story.
Okay, so mine is a little deep, more in-depth than that, so I'll share with you. We have different versions of Blaine. Blaine 1.0 is like a jerk every day. Blaine 2.0 is actually a nice guy. And Blaine 3.0 is where I'm trying to evolve to. And so we actually talk about it. And Blaine 3.0 is more about servant leadership. What does it mean, particularly with our transition of leadership, what does it mean to be a servant leader? And so that has been an ongoing dialogue. I was in a meeting. We were talking about budgets the other day. And somebody, I won't say who, came in and said, I really need an extra $3 million. And I said, and they said, well, there's really no choice. And I sort of lost my cool, honestly. I shouldn't have. I'm not saying I should have, but at some point you're trying to balance everything. And at the end of that, I stopped, I paused, I caught myself, and you go, you know, that was a pretty jerky thing to do. That was, we described that as a Blaine 0.5 moment.
Ooh.
Oh, that was bad. Oh, it was bad. It was bad. It was a Blaine 0.5 moment. And what's been interesting, though, and I think it's key, because of the being authentic, you're just a human being. We're all fallible. We all make mistakes. Even CEOs make mistakes. I know that's hard to believe for most people, but even CEOs.
We've got 600,000 listeners who are all saying that's me making
mistakes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's natural, right? And so the most.
And you have to, because if you're not making mistakes, you're not taking risks.
Totally agree.
And you're not going out of your comfort zone.
Totally agree. And in fact, I would argue, and we can talk about it in a minute if you want, but one of the biggest, I describe it as the criteria for major transformational change, is that you're not afraid to fail. In fact, you're willing to get fired if you want to drive. You cannot be a successful transformational change leader unless you're willing to be fired. That means you're going to make mistakes. It's a question of how you respond to those mistakes and how you react to those mistakes.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Blaine Hurst, who is the CEO of Panera. And we're talking about your culture. And I know a lot of your culture is built on higher purpose. And so when you're hiring people, I know that you really want to get people who are creative there and who are society-driven. How do you tie that into your whole hiring process when you're looking for core competencies that may not be known?
Well, I think there's two different aspects. First of all, in our cafes, we hire we call it Panera P&A. So it's the characteristics of someone who is caring, who have interpersonal warmth, because at the end of the day, we will make a mistake in our cafe. How we handle that mistake will determine whether or not you come back and visit. And so at the cafe level, it is all about, it is principally about your caring for individuals. I wish I could have a simple test for that. It's not. It's about an interview. It's about a discussion. And once we go beyond the cafe, here's a perfect example. We were, if you look at our cafes today, we have way too many purple walls and pink lights. Okay, somewhere, you know, we should call the 80s and say, come back and get your design. We lost design skills, and we focused, frankly, on some other things that have been extraordinarily valuable to Panera. But our cafes are not well designed on the interior. We've been working on that for a while now. But recently we said, how do we get very good at design? I mean, we should be world class. And you sell food. Design matters. Design matters in everything we do. So we have actually assembled, we've been in process of assembling a team in the Seaport District of Boston, where we're bringing in designers of all ilks. So we have digital designers. We have three-dimensional.
There's that big designer building right in the Seaport,
right,
in the area.
Right, right. We're literally just around the corner from that.
Wow.
And we look out over the bay. And it's kind of cool space. Well, it's an old building, but we'll make it cool space over time. And the idea is, how do you bring together all of the dimensions of design? So you may be a digital designer. I am a design for marketing and voice and things like that. How do we put us all collectively together, much like an agency here in town, and bring the best talent to each problem? Rather than say, you do digital design, I do three-dimensional design, you do, somebody else does the creative design for marketing. Let's put us all together in a room and say, how do we do Panera design?
That's pretty exciting. We're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about technology. We're also going to talk about, you took over Panera from an iconic leader, and Ron Shaikh, who I know, I mean, I think if you invested $1,000 in 1997, it's worth something like $9.7 million. It's as good an investment. It's like 10 times what
Amazon would be. Money in the bank.
That's a great thing. So we're going to find out when we come back from the break about technology, because I know you're really a technology company. No one admits it, but you are.
We have some technology.
You have some technology, and then we'll find about taking over. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Blaine Hurst, who is the CEO of Panera Bread. So first I want to ask you, you took over from Ron Shaich, the iconic founder, Oban Pan, and then Panera Bread, and if you invested $1,000, 20 years later, it's worth something like $9.7 million. What's it like when you walk into the shoes, and you'd already been at Panera, you know, for about eight years
yeah.
until you took over from 2010.
Right,
what is that whole process like? What goes through your mind, and what is the interactions you have with your executive team, with your board?
Well, I think it was a transition. Let's be clear. It was not I walked in, and Ron has been an iconic leader. And frankly, the center of the soul of Panera, as we look back over the years, he drove a lot of the change or all of the change, and he made sure it got done with unbelievable style and results. So as I step in, I cannot be Ron. So that's how the first thing I realized, and actually Ron said, "Ron, Blaine, don't try to be me. I can't be Ron." So the question is, as I wrestled with that, what does it mean to be the CEO of Panera Bread? Yeah, I knew it. The good news is I knew everybody. I knew the team. I had great working relationships with the leadership over the years I'd hired a lot of them, truthfully. And so I had a wonderful working relationship with the entire team. But it still meant that I had to be me. So Ron was the founder, the brain trust of the whole organization had been for years. I had to do it a different way. And my way is much more as a team, not collaboration for the sake of getting everybody on the same page. I believe you can get caught up in that and never make a decision. But literally, how do we create an organization of the future that I describe it when I retire, because I'm not a youngster. When I retire, I want to be able to walk out of Panera and it not miss a beat, even if it doesn't have a new CEO. The challenge for me is to put in place a team and to build the relationships and the trust and the business process, if you will, that can sustain itself regardless of who's in this seat or in this chair. That, to me, is my grand mission. When I'm done with that, I retire.
There you have it. So let's talk about technology and shift. You're a technology guy, and I know that Panera actually had over $1 billion in just digital, you know, in 2017, which is pretty remarkable. And you've told me, you said, well, we're sort of like a lot of us as a technology company in our core. Talk about the technology that you use, the transformation, and how you change a whole organization positively through using the digital.
It's been an unbelievable journey as I look back on it. This year, 2018, we will do right around $2 billion in digital sales. It makes us, the last numbers I looked at, we're the 30th largest e-tailer on the planet. Huh. And if you just look at our peak hours during lunch, we're actually about the 15th largest e-tailer on the planet in terms of transaction volume per hour. That's like, I look at that and go, wow. I'm not sure I dreamed of that when we first began this journey. This has been a journey. We started in 2011 and have continued along the way. We made a lot of mistakes. But I will tell you one of the smartest things we did, and I was part of the team, if you will. We isolated that team and said, you just work on technology and technology transformation of the guest experience,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you do. I personally led the team.
How big was the team?
Like six people initially. Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I couldn't get a lot of help from the IT department back then. They were there's a couple people there that helped me out, and they got promotions. I don't know how that worked. But the we have been in a ground up build up from the early days. Right after I joined Panera. That's what I came here to do.
And why did you say, let's start with the guest experience?
Well, I think people get so caught up in being digital that they forget that it doesn't really matter if you're not enhancing the guest experience. I have a lot of technologists come to me all the time and say, we should add this feature, we should do that. It's cool. We'll get some buzz out of it. My question to them is, does it matter to the guest?
What's the biggest thing you did for the guest that you were the proudest of from a digital standpoint?
I think the biggest thing is we reduced the amount of time you had to spend in line. Ron actually coined a
I know. I love it when you go there and you see your name and it's like,
exactly.
Welcome, Robert.
Exactly. But Ron created this as an equation, which I give him full credit for. It is unbelievable. It's called the desire to friction ratio. You may love Panera, but if you walk in the door of a Panera and the line's out the door and people are milling around and it's just a pain to get to the front counter, that is a point of friction. You won't come in that door when you encounter that point of friction. Even after you stand in line and you got to that front counter and placed an order, then you got to stand in the mosh pit to get your food till somebody calls and out your name to get the food. The technology transformed that by giving you alternative ways to get through that line or completely skip the line, whether it's rapid pickup, the kiosk, these days delivery. Or catering. We are actually the largest caterer in the United States these days, and we're going at about a 14% clip. 75% of that catering is ordered digitally. It's unbelievable the adoption that we've seen of this technology much higher than what we would have anticipated.
What's the biggest mistake people are making with technology these days?
I think the biggest... my sense is that... people are so anxious to get out there and get something. What they're getting doesn't matter to the guest. Now, I do believe it's becoming table stakes.
Mm-hmm.
But people are spending a lot of money on digital with no real...
So how do you find out what the guests really want? Do you ask them? Do you do focus groups? Do you sit down with guests? Do you observe?
Yes.
What to you is the most important thing that's your secret sauce?
I actually think there's was sitting down with the guests and talking to people.
Unexpectedly.
I just grab a guest. We would just grab guests in the cafes, say, what are you looking for?
You don't tell them you're the CEO?
No. Okay. I never tell. I rarely tell people I'm the CEO. I say, I'm doing some research. And it's amazing, particularly with Panera customers, they tend to say what's on their mind.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your advice as a transformative CEO?
Unleash a high-performance team. Give them the freedom and flexibility to make mistakes and to push forward. Don't attempt to do major transformation or initiate major transformation through committee. I did a project back in the 80s when I headed up a research and development center for Ernst & Young. And I will tell you, very few strategic projects ever succeeded. Why? Because they were called strategic and everybody wanted to have their say. Release the team.
There you go. Release the team. And one more piece of advice to all you 600,000 CEOs listening out there. Know where you are on the jerk continuum and work on increasing your numbers. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.